Hello everyone, I'm Annabelle. In this new series, Resistances versus Challenges, I share with you my recent experience and understanding that we should aim for the absence of resistance versus the absence of challenges. As my water heater broke down and my intercom stopped working almost on the same day, I felt a strong resistance within me for dealing with things I'm clearly not interested in. But life doesn't care, things still show up whenever they want. I had to sit down for a couple of days with my notebook to figure things out. For some reason, I carried the thought that challenges shouldn't show up. And by showing up, it was a clear sign that I'm not spiritual enough, because if I were, things would stop breaking down. I was so absolutely sure of this idea being the absolute truth that I missed the following point. The problem doesn't come from the challenge, but from me resisting it. Intellectually, I understand it. I sincerely read tons of self-help books or spiritual books, but somehow the application of that teaching in my day-to-day life was still a struggle. My aim is not to stop life from happening. You cannot create without messiness. Any artist would confirm that. When life needs to create something new, it frees some energy by breaking down something or letting go of someone and use that energy to create anew. My resistance is just preventing this to happen and create more disturbance than it initially required. I don't want to praise, but I'm particularly good at doing just that, creating more disturbance than what it is needed. The problem arises first in thinking. Then from the thought comes from the feeling that challenges and things that I've judged as going wrong, as bad, shouldn't happen at all. Once I put that thought aside for just for a second, there is actually no problem. I can see that. I can observe that. Can I fix the water heater? Well, no. Who am I kidding? But I can get someone to fix it for me. And actually, when the person came, it was absolutely charming and competent. And same for my intercom and all the multitude of things that require attention in my home. So here's what I've learned. Aim for the absence of resistance versus the absence of challenges. So first, we let go of the thought and then feelings and sensation that challenges and problems shouldn't arise. We shouldn't have any. We just let go of that. They do arrive. That's part of the destructive, creative cycle of life. Things break down. People need attention. Unplanned activities and events to attend pop up continuously. That's life. When we focus on what shouldn't be there, we spend lots of energy resisting that, creating unnecessary tensions and conflict, and often miss the opportunity to sort things out in a very simple manner that can even bring benefits and new opportunities. Second, by staying present to ourselves, we can let go of our resistance because now we are aware of them. When a challenge arises, we just see our resistance and we can free that. Sometimes things happen in such a way we cannot easily process it all at once. I know that's often my case. That's why I recommend some spare time, ideally on a daily basis, ideally planned, booked in our agenda to address what is happening in our life, so we don't build up resistance and negative energy in our life and also in our body. When we observe our own resistance, we can consciously choose to address them. For example, that water heater shouldn't have broken down. Is it true? Well, no. It is broken. So no, this is not my reality. Instead of wanting it to be unbroken, I need to accept the truth. It is broken, period. There's no question about that. Can I stop resisting it? Yes. By embracing whatever thoughts and feeling occur. Once it's down, it is quite funny to realize it is just fine, no big deal. Now, we can even let go of the judgment of something or someone being a challenge by not labeling things as good or bad, challenging or not. It is just so it is there or it is not there. There is no judgment attached to it. And if there is no challenge, there is just no resistance. So that's the next step. I'm personally unable to do that, but I know that's what I'm aiming for. I hope the increased awareness of the resistance in our life will help you to embrace whatever each day brings to you, regardless of what it is. And we can all regain some peace from it. This series comes to an end. Please subscribe to the In Waters podcast so you will hear about the next series, because it's not planned, so I cannot tell you in advance what it's going to be. And you can now follow us on Instagram and comment and share your own experience. I would love that. Thank you for listening and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.